Introduction, Elemental Grace Alliance Discourses, Vegans and Lyrans, Myra, 30th May 2015. Beloved Council, I am the voice of Lyra, and although I am not one of the direct speakers for Vega, I can and will represent the Lyran and vegan constellations for our parts within this proposal. I am Myra of the Lyran Galactic Council for Human Creation and Affairs. Should the need arise, I have many around me who I can call upon for any detailed information required throughout these discourses. In my introductory address, I will speak of Lyra, but please understand that there are many independent vegan influences individualized from ours. However, for the purpose of this initial contact, Lyra will mean both as a unified consciousness within the confluence of two individualized influences within the overall history and seeding of humanity upon planet Earth. I am honored to be here, for this is such a welcome surprise from our expanded viewpoint. Normally, such a gathering of distinguished members of an Earth alliance would not come into fruition from within the confinements of a 3D civilization. Very unusual indeed. It is also important that I bring to everyone's awareness that I, Myra, have in the past had a very brief communication with Peter through the language of light regarding the DNA structure of humanity and its relationship to Lyran and vegan civilizations. I have also brought to his attention that we are the origin of the Adam-Kadmon race of human beings, the Adamic race, for the want of a more recognized application of the word. Our connection to Earth and present-day mankind has a very long history, and we are the ancestors who first seeded planet Earth. In fact, we are the ancestors of most of the Milky Way system, and hold the vast conscious knowledge of all that has transpired, humanly speaking, for the past 900 million years. We are the galactic historians for all human creation, evolution, and galactic affairs. We have direct connection with the Elohim and the Prime Creator, who in all our seeding and evolutionary steps and stages have been consulted and well-informed. Lyrans were asked and given the permission to first create human life forms in general, or shall we say humanoid life forms, and we did so within our own constellation of Lyra/Vega first. We were chosen because we were seen to be the most knowledgeable and were in a position to offer the best platform for a very sustained and arduous evolutionary process. As time unfolded and situations and circumstances proved necessary, we expanded our influences all the way to Earth, colonizing and seeding many such star systems and planets along the way. These included, but not limited to, Sirius, Arcturus, Pleiades, Sagittarius A and B, Cygnus Alpha, Alpha Centauri, Cassiopeia, Antara, and Andromeda. Human evolution has been principally our primary commission, charge, and responsibility. It is then, in our view, at this most auspicious stage of the delegation at hand, here within this gathering, that our contribution will mostly revolve around humanity and the potentiality of unifying consciousness. This will be evaluated and considered through their ancestral connections and the genetic lineages or DNA programming that indeed has led to such a ring passeth not, an impasse that presently is facing mankind. And more to the point here, regarding a closer interaction between humanity itself and those of the elemental and nature kingdoms. We understand very well how this impasse has been rendered ineffective with the result of such dispassionate influences and imbalance. It has been created with direct and intentionally designed genetic manipulation and pooling from within individualized civilizations for the benefit of power-hungry and controlling elite. As you can appreciate in a universe of creators, once the battens of knowledge for how creation is made manifest is passed down through the ages, free will and personal desires can rage rampantly without control mechanisms in place. It takes a great deal of linear time frames and lines for the reality of the Prime Creator's plan to be not only seen and understood, but acknowledged and obeyed. Meanwhile, life goes on in all its forms and diversifications. To find the solution that this council is seeking will without doubt involve genetic cleansing for humanity at many levels of awareness. Not all at once, of course, but DNA structures and programming are the cause for humanity's loss of memory as to who they really are. There are so many disjointed, convoluted, and despairing implants in DNA encodements that require how shall we say this, rebooted, defragmented, and all the viruses and spyware removed. We use these terms so that the humans that may read this have a metaphorical understanding of what we are to begin to put forward here. This will entail the deprogramming of very complex and old patterns of belief and behavior, unveiling the layers of ancestral interventions, and the rewriting of both unconscious and subconscious untruths about who they are. We are in truth responsible for these untruths, either directly or indirectly, and so it is our responsibility here to also step forward and do all we can to clear, cleanse, dissolve, and correct the imbalances within humanity's genome and characteristic natures themselves. Not just Caucasian beings, but in all cultures, races, and creeds upon the planet today. This will be part of our own absolution in direct alignment with the Elohim and their original creative endeavors. We understand the processes involved and the motivations that evolve from one civilization to another that has taken part within the vast array of what has been a very multifaceted matter of time and space over the past 100 to 108 million years of human history that has unfolded within our extended arm's length within such realms of physical earthbound existences, particularly Earth. As creators in our own rights, we are extraordinarily aware of the de-evolutionary processes of evolving worlds, as well as the dismantling of all activities when it comes to physical evolutionary processes. We, beloved members of this council, our diplomacy, along with our conflict resolution qualities in all matters human, that involve galactic education, does validate our position of holding an esteemed seat upon this Elemental Grace Alliance Council. And so, we give thanks and gratitude for being acknowledged and asked to join you all, and look forward to partaking within this alliance for the greatest good of all concerned. Thank you. Having reread this several times since I wrote it last night, so much is coming flooding back to me regarding both Myra's contact and the information I personally received. I am an avid record keeper of my own experiences, and for the purpose of expanding the message here from Myra, to give the most detail possible to such an important theme, I have decided to copy here some of those experiences. I was not clear at the time as to what the language of light was, so I asked Spirit for an explanation.